Ted Kennedy, the nightmare of the Kurds has shamed America. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, somewhere there must be an ounce of human kindness in the Bush administration, but we'd need a microscope to find it. In recent weeks, the world has witnessed a human tragedy of massive proportions. Over 1 million Kurdish refugees have fled the violence in Iraq. Never have so many suffered, while the administration looked the other way and pretended it was not our fault, too. The administration was so busy congratulating itself on their war that they ignored the catastrophe the war produced. The Kurds paid a heavy price for heeding President Bush and believing America would help them overthrow Saddam. The administration finally came to its senses when it realized the American people couldn't bear to see another Kurdish mother burying her dead baby in a mountain grave. Relief is underway, Al, but what on earth took the White House so long?
Ted, put an ice machine in your imported suit. Your jaded and nasty comments bashing Bush generate far more heat than light. And you sure never came to the rescue of the Kurds. The administration jumped into action with airdrops 2 weeks before you could even think of anything to do, and then that sole bright idea was to hold a Senate hearing. Pretty original. Ted, during the war debate, you stood right on the floor of the U.S. Senate, blasting Bush for the thousands of American lives you claimed would be wasted. You ranted on about 45,000 body bags filled with our troops and shrieked against another Vietnam. Ted, you should praise Bush for not allowing the Gulf War to become another Vietnam or another Korea, where we would occupy Iraq for decades to come. If we'd followed your stall tactics, there wouldn't even have been any Kurds left to save. Boy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to close obsolete military bases which wring taxpayers dry. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.